Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength herbal organ cleanses and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me what's ailing me, doctor?
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be talking about what healthcare professionals, experts are telling us about how we should look at our healthcare. And we're not supposed to take it personally. We're going to talk about it. Also, we're going to talk about your pH levels and some benefits your body's going to have when you cleanse out toxins, those metabolic stumbling blocks. We got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. You know me, lifting them up in prayer as well as all of us in this nation. And I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, and I hope you will too. I did bring my devotional today. It comes from Psalms 139, Ephesians 2, and 2 Corinthians 5. And it goes like this. I'm all around you, hovering over you, even as you seek my face. I'm nearer than you dare believe, closer than the air you breathe. If my children could only recognize my presence, they would never feel lonely again. I know every thought before you think it, every word before you speak it. So my presence impinges on your innermost being, and can you see how absurd it is trying to hide anything from me? So deep within themselves, most people have some awareness of my presence. Many people run from me and are overwhelmingly denying my existence because of my closeness may terrify them. But my own children have nothing to fear, for I have cleansed them with my blood and clothed them with my righteousness. But blessed by my intimate nearness, and they are, since I live in you, let me also live through you, shining my light in all the darkness. That's right, we're supposed to be salt and light, and seek the Lord's face by the time, because it grows short, and that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, we have Australian. The Australian media, they were talking about that 25-year-old bodybuilder, West Australian fitness model. What was her name? Megan Hefford. She just suddenly died, and they wanted to know why. But, of course, the media was just saying she died because she consume protein shakes. But apparently, according to, I guess, a medical examiner, they discovered that she had a rare genetic disorder that prevented her body from breaking down, guess what? Protein. Yep. She was found dead in her home unconscious in her home. She died at the hospital 3 days later. She's a mother of two. She was a competitive bodybuilder since 2014. And her diet consisted mostly of protein-rich foods like egg whites, lean meat, and protein shakes. But one thing I've noticed over the years is if you rely on something like that, you're going to have digestive failure, apparently. Mm-hmm. All right, moving along in the quack report. Let's look at the toxic metals in hip replacement products. Apparently, some new advice from medicine on the healthcare products, according to the regulatory agency for healthcare. They say if you're getting a hip replacement, they're now seeing and they're publishing some warnings that any metal-on-metal hip replacement surgery may be more dangerous than they thought. So the advice comes from this growing evidence, which is showing that the people who get these implants have a higher risk of having other disabling diseases that tend to be linked to Alzheimer's. So there's a concern that the cobalt and chromium implants may leak into surrounding tissue, damage cells, create a metabolic stumbling block, and give you adverse health conditions. All right, last but not least in the quack report, here's a study on loneliness and social isolation. They say it could be a greater health problem in the United States than obesity. So they say feeling alone may be worse than being overweight and obese. This is new research by Dr. Julianne Holt Lundsted. She's a professor of psychology at Brigham Young University. She looked at a bunch of analysis, over 300,000 people total in 148 studies, and her research found that when you have greater social connections, it tends to cut a person's risk of dying early by 50%. And she says being connected to others socially is considered a fundamental need, critical for both well-being and survival. Well, yeah, but, you know, with technology, it seems to be polarizing folks more. You know, that's what it seems to be doing. Social networks, not so social. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, people are, you know, they kind of traded in the old-fashioned face-to-face socialization for a lot of technology. All right, we're going to be talking about the new advice from the healthcare professionals and the health experts out there. They're saying don't take your healthcare so personally. Well, now that we know, if you were listening to the show last week, Now that we know that the U.S. government in 1973 sold Americans out by making it the law of the land that healthcare became a corporation and inflated healthcare costs, Frank was the one that tipped me off to that, the HMO Act of 1973. So this allowed insurance companies, hospitals, clinics, and medical professionals the ability to withhold a lot of information relating to your health and withhold or even deny payments for care for just about any reason. So now health experts and advocates are telling people that this is just the way it is and we shouldn't take it personally. I don't know of anything more personal than your health and those things that affect it, but Americans seem to have this old-fashioned idea of how healthcare works. Now, Americans want to believe that their healthcare provider cares about them. Well, the most you'll get from them is that they want you to stay healthy and not file any claims and pay your premiums on time. Let's take a look at what the public is being told with regards to their health insurance companies. Basically, it's a business, and we tend to forget that. Healthcare, insurance, it's all a business. So health advocates are telling their patients that they need to come to the reality that their insurance provider is business, a big business, which will look after themselves first and the customer comes second. So here is what health advocates are saying. This is from Sarah O'Leary. She's the CEO and founder of Exhale Healthcare Advocates. She says this: the primary function of health insurance companies is their multi-billion dollar empire, and their focus is to make more billions for themselves and their investors by reducing payouts on healthcare treatments. And patients need to remember to be objective and to keep their emotions in check. How absurd is that, right? To be telling somebody like that? Well, let's look at the financial interest, because in our progressive modern times, patients need to keep a real perspective that the only interest that the health insurance company has in them is purely financial, and that their customer remain healthy in order to submit few, if no, claims. Therefore, there's a legitimate push, to involve employers and community entities like schools and churches, etc., to invest in programs promoting staying healthy.
Who pays the advocates, Frank's asking? Well, you typically, the patient hires the advocates, but this is what they're being told. So you got to wonder if they're getting like a kickback payment from the insurance companies to tell the patients that, right? I think that's what's going on.
Well, so now you've got this legislative push to involve employers and community entities to invest in programs promoting staying healthy. So these are often promoted as wellness programs. Now, I'm all for wellness and staying out of hospitals, but individuals should be responsible for their wellness and not make it an employment or civic responsibility. So these wellness programs will play an intricate role in healthcare regarding coverage, premiums, and treatment approval. So we're going to get into this. Let's just dissect the wellness program a little bit here. So what exactly is a wellness program? Do you attend meetings? Do you read medical brochures and maybe have some refreshments that aren't so healthy for you? Well, if that were the case, the programs would not have controlling influence. So these programs at first had a soft sell, but now they're trying to exhibit more mandatory tones. So they will have healthcare professionals there at the wellness programs, which may be referred to as a wellness coach. And they're going to help you sign up for some doctor appointments so you can get some tests done, such as an annual exam, a diabetic screening, bone density test, glaucoma test, cardiovascular screening, cancer tests. Now they got those blood cancer tests now. They can just take some blood and test it. Then also vaccines, checking to see if you're up to date on your boosters and your influenza shots, as well as venereal disease tests, HIV tests,
and also mental health screening.
Ooh.
So these appointments, most of these appointments, are likely not to be covered by your insurance due to your deductible that the patients have to pay first before that picks up. So the wellness programs are also monitoring programs. That's what they are. They're also a monitoring program, which will report data to the insurance companies about you. So the patient customer compliance will be, there'll be some rewards, you know, if you're being nice and a good little customer at your wellness program. There's going to be some rewards in the form of maybe lower premiums or some employment perks if your employer has set up the wellness program. And I go, okay, are we talking about rewards or are we talking about bribes? That's what I want to know. So the wellness programs are a method of reforming individual behavior, but it will be promoted as a way to keep healthcare costs low. Okay. So employers who have wellness programs will benefit financially if their employees are attending. Cigna Corporation, for instance, has a wellness program rules and regulations booklet, and their booklet is to guide employers regarding participation of their employees and the monitoring of the activities of their employees, such as exercise and quitting smoking. So that's what you need. You need your employer monitoring your exercise workout and if you're smoking or not. But employee rewards are encouraged, you know, for good behavior, such as you'll get a 30 or 50% reduction on your premiums if you're making some wellness progress. Now, TotalWellness.com actually listed employer incentive suggestions for a wellness program, including, you know, extra vacation days or a celebration party or a drawing for free prizes. How about an area to exercise while at work? How about reserved parking space or flex time? You know, so all the wellness program hype really draws attention away from the real reason we have high healthcare costs, and it's because the government and health insurance companies colluded in 1973 to usher in legislation to drive up health costs and eventually lead us to a one-payer system through the HMO, which is the Health Management Organization Act. So other socialized laws have also contributed to this problem, but in essence, the politicians have been working on the Affordable Care Act for over 45 years. That's why they don't want to repeal it, see. So let's look at your coverage, because a lot of people, you know, they get health insurance, and they go, ooh, you know, I'm covered. Well, most people don't spend time going over their insurance plan, and if they do, they may not understand the limits, the restrictions, and other stipulations. People don't like to read, and insurance companies and their lawyers understand that. So a majority of the people think they have total healthcare coverage, like some cozy blanket, only to find out later it is riddled with holes. Here is a quote from Sarah O'Leary, the healthcare advocate. She says, when you think about healthcare insurance coverage, think less blanket and more Swiss cheese. There is no such thing as 100% coverage, end of quote. So if you're looking for plan specifics highlighting these gaps that you should be aware of, you should focus on the exclusions, the co-pays, the deductibles, and any co-insurance plan that are not part of the original coverage. So you could be, you also should be aware that insurance companies will tell you what they do cover, but they are not going to tell you what they don't cover, you know, in their plan, basically. You got to dig for stuff. So it is really prudent to check on all the treatments and prescriptions that are recommended to you to see if they are covered before you utilize them. This is all to say that the deductibles, the copays, and the premiums are not the only expense that you will have with any insurance plan. And you should know that what isn't covered, especially in emergency events, like, you know, is your ambulance ride covered or is your airlift service if you're, you know, a big accident on the interstate, is that covered? So keep in mind that the list of the in-network physicians may not be up to date on the insurance company's website. And most of those companies will tell you they're not liable if the information posted is incorrect or outdated or not complete. They make a disclaimer. So they make it your obligation to contact them directly to confirm your coverage and your network. It is also prudent to check to see if the physician in the in-network group is on the physician's list. Okay, have you heard about this one? Because you may have called and you got approval to go to this in-network clinic, only to find that the doctor they assigned you to see is not on the insurance company's list. So if you see a physician that is not on the list, well, then your insurance isn't going to pay for that visit, even though the clinic is in the network. Crazy, isn't it? So the same thing goes with in-network clinics or hospitals that may have physicians that are working there that are not contracted with your insurance plan. Now, the same applies for those that are running tests in the labs or at imaging centers if you go for a CT scan. So it's kind of a tedious job to keep up on all this ever-changing stuff, but the insurance companies won't hold your hand. They just won't hold your hand. And you should know about their in-house policy, right? A lot of them have one. Many health insurance companies have a policy to automatically deny your claim at least once, especially if it's a big bill. So insurance companies know that most of their customers will not challenge a denied claim and will pay for the bill themselves, saving the company millions per year. So insurance companies know that the laws are on their side and the burden is on the patient to prove that the charges are legitimate and the coverage is within their policy. So it is not unusual for an insurance company to work against its own customer, and insurance companies do the same thing with expensive drug prescriptions. They stall to see if you're going to just pay for the drugs yourself, and these tactics are done even if the patient gets pre-approval first. So if you challenge the denial and they know that they're obligated to pay according to your coverage, well, then they'll just claim, oh, must have been a clerical error. My bad. That's what they do. So this is really, really, this is widespread insurance fraud, and it's a felony. That's what it is. I'm going to be straight up with you. And so the government really has left the patient to police their own insurance company, or you have to contact your state's insurance commissioner. Well, you got to remember now, if you get a bill, let's say, oh, I hope it doesn't happen to you, but let's say you, you know, have a little trauma and you have to go to the emergency room and you get a bill. No, most of those hospital bills have an 80% error margin. 80%. I used to work at a hospital. Okay, so according to a study by Medical Billing Advocates of America, patients need to also be aware that 80% of medical bills contain errors. There are coding and pricing mistakes which need to be addressed immediately. So hospitals are known for their inflated bills, but they justify them with what they call a balanced billing. And this is nothing more than an arbitrary across-the-board accounting that inflates the cost of common items like, you know, Band-Aids and aspirin. You always wait until your insurance company has processed and paid a hospital bill before you pay any balance. Hospitals tend to send patients out a bill the same day they send their insurance company a bill. So you want to tell your hospital billing department that you're waiting for the explanation of benefits from your insurance before you send them any payment. And patients often don't know that they can't request. But you can. You can request your insurance company or the hospital to do what is called an internal manual review of your charges to catch any and all mistakes. So if the healthcare provider also sends your account to a collection agency, well, you can contact an independent expert health advocate to help negotiate your debt, especially if it's a significant size, you know, collection debt. So you don't have to, you know, battle it out alone if you don't want to. All right. You know, just, I'm sorry, but this sounds like organized chaos to me, you know? It all sounds like organized chaos, doesn't it? None of it is really designed to benefit the patient. Healthcare is a business, just like banks, athletic franchises, and, of course, Wall Street investment firms. So healthcare professionals can't provide any treatment service that's not regulated, approved, and accounted for by the system they work for. So every aspect of healthcare has this price tag attached to it because healthcare is a commodity. So I know I've said this before. Wellness won't come from employers pressuring employees, and it won't come from relying on government or big business looking after your best interests. It comes from within you and your determination to make healthy lifestyle decisions and stick with them. Now, of course, I'm talking outside the emergency trauma situation, which, you know, we do have accidents from time to time. But for everything else, you have a lot more power than you think. Now, I've seen more accomplished with cleansing away toxins and putting in organic nutrition than any prescription pad can provide. So that is because drugs are toxins and cause weakness, and this leads to failure. And our God wants us to choose life. So from Genesis to Revelation, he instructs us to use his medicinal herbs for wellness and health. So you can start an herbal wellness program of your own and reap some real rewards and better health. It's long lasting that way. It's, you know. So if you'd like to get started, learn more. The folks at Apothecary Herbs like to educate their customer. They do provide a lot of organ cleansing and immune boosting products, but they do educate you so that you're savvy out there. So give Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free product catalog they can send you in the mail. It's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, they do have a website, lots of information up there, thepowerherbs.com. thepowerherbs.com. So where your healthcare options through organ cleansing and whole food supplements will be a game changer for you. Really, that's where the power is. It's in your hands. You might want to even check out their new nerve regenerator formula and be empowered. Absolutely great stuff, all organic. And your system will not be denied nutrition, not there. ThePowerHerbs.com. Do sign up for the free newsletters. They go out each week as well. So you can sign up for the American Survival. That goes out on Tuesdays. If you have email, they go out by email. And also HealthQuest goes out on Friday, packed full of healthy information you don't want to miss. And it's all free. There's no subscription. And you can share it with family and friends. You know, share the empowerment. Pass it on. All right. So we're going to just a minute or so, half a minute? I don't know. We're going to talk about your pH. A lot of people ask me about this. And, you know, I think people overthink it and worry about it so much. And pH is not that hard. It's not. I mean, this is, you know, balancing the pH in your system. And I know people worry about being too acidic and getting cancer, this and that. And a lot of people think certain foods are acidic when actually some foods are, but they have a pH, they have a neutralizing action in the body. They don't have an acidic action when they're in the body. So alkaline action is what they actually provide. And who knew, right? Who knew? So we're going to talk about your pH. And if we get time, we'll try to fit in some great benefits to your cleanses, how you can accomplish a lot of things in a short period of time and reverse a lot of problems. I've been talking with a lot of people this week about reversing old injuries and new ones and all kinds of things. You got that power. Taking a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
looping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Long distance call, I got to take. She sounded lonely, so I'm
On Herb Talk, and boy, we're getting retro, Frank. I like the retro stuff. I like it. All right, we're going to be talking about your pH, as I promised, because, you know, people are concerned. They want to know, how do I manage my pH? How do we even know what it is? And but on a cellular level, our organs tend to communicate through a lot of chemicals and electrical impulses, and these pulses work on electromagnetic currents. And so your nerves should, you know, be really healthy to deal with this. In reality, electrical charges and are going through the body on conduit fibers, and this all creates an electrical element, and it's based on a delicate balance of your biochemistry that's in your blood, your saliva, your body fluids, also known as your pH. All right, so here's a look at the brass tacks of pH a little bit. So the pH, the differences between your acid and alkalinity in your system, well, science likes to measure it on a scale between 1 to 14, with 1 being extremely acidy and 14 being extremely alkaline. But neutral readings, according to medicine, with your pH should be around a 7. So all living things, including plants and animals, require a pH reading between a 5.5 to an 8 in order for us to maintain, or the plants to maintain, health and avoid sickness and avoid dying. Well, let's look at an imbalance. So what happens when living things develop an imbalance in their pH, in either or extreme? Well, whether you are too acid or alkaline, there is a great risk of tissue damage and a loss of function. So I heard a radio ad once for a new prescription, but the pharmaceutical company didn't want to call it a drug. It was being presented as a natural remedy, a probiotic, or it was for irritable bowel syndrome. Yet you needed a doctor's prescription to buy it. So the new drug called Digestive Advantage is being marketed as a medical food. So keep in mind that prescription medicines can disrupt pH in a real skinny minute. So there are two areas of the human body that can withstand higher acidity than the rest of the body, and those areas are designed to deal with acids, and that's like your stomach and also your kidneys. So how do you become too acidic? Well, what you eat is going to be the single most important influence on your pH. So if you eat a lot of meat and potatoes constantly, and everything's really cooked real well, all the foods are cooked, there's no fresh fruits or vegetables, that's going to create an overabundance of acids. So this type of lifestyle will begin to deplete your sodium, potassium, calcium, and magnesium, along with other acid-neutralizing chemicals designed to prevent tissue damage. So this is why having a high-protein diet like the bodybuilders do, they run a lot of risk. I've seen them have adrenal collapse. I've seen them have a lot of health issues when they just go strictly protein. Also, the diets, your diet, protein diet, won't replace a lot of protective elements, and therefore, you know, you can get a disease really quickly. So protein diets put you, you know, at risk. To, you know, if they're just solo protein diets, you're not getting any of the other. It's a problem. The body is, it needs a balance. So how do you become too alkaline? Well, again, diet is going to dictate the pH. So if you're eating foods that encourage your system to become too alkaline, this will severely disrupt your digestive function. So alkalinity will disrupt the balance of your floras, your good digestive bacteria, and it allows for an overgrowth of yeast. And this will interfere with your ability to assimilate foods and convert protein to amino acids, which provide energy to your cells. So disease quickly follows, and you may get a diagnosis of chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. So a diet rich in like white flour and carbohydrates, refined sugar and dairy products can make you too alkaline. By the way, our bodybuilder from Australia, she did a lot of protein shakes. And those protein shakes are usually whey products. They're whey products. That's milk. So she was probably more alkaline than she even knew.
All right, let's look at your body engineer, because your body actually does a really good job. It takes a lot of effort to try to maintain your pH at a 7.35 in your bloodstream. So if your diet or other influences alter this level in either direction by 1 or 2 points, your electrical chemistry is altered. So this can be dangerous, because it can interfere actually with your red blood cells that have to deliver oxygen through the body, and your energy level can plummet, and this can cause deaths, like our bodybuilder in Australia. She was feeling a little under the weather, tired, remember? All right, so we have a naturopath by the name of Victor Rocine. He had a method of eating certain foods to adjust pH in the body. So he recommended if you eat 6 servings of vegetables and 2 servings and 1 serving of a starch and 1 serving of a protein. He said this diet works for people like in the Mediterranean and Asian continents who have almost no risk of cardiovascular disease or cancer or diabetes. So this lifestyle will also offer an 80% alkalinity and a 20% acidity in the system. So the acids come from the starch and protein foods, and the alkalinity comes from the vegetables and fruits. And a lot of people think, well, fruits are acidic. How can that be? Well, they have an alkaline effect in the system. So it is recommended, if you're going to pair a starch, you pair it with several vegetables at one meal, and or pair 1 protein with several vegetables at another meal. And if you're having fruit in between, you can use that as a snack. Okay, so if you follow this type of eating style, you're going to maintain an 80-20 ratio of alkalinity to acid in your blood system. And just remember that 60% of your food should be raw each day, shouldn't be cooked. So, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, things like that. So this diet will help keep you from getting your cells too acidic or too alkaline, according to Victor Rocine. All right, let's look at the average American, though. The average American still goes by the old food pyramid most of the time, which recommends, you know, eating just 1 vegetable, 1 protein, 2 starches. And keep in mind that most restaurant menu mimics this with an exaggerated portion, and that's not including your appetizers. Okay, so the protein portion most people eat per meal is like 2 or 3 times what they should be eating. Therefore, this eating habit favors acidity. So, I mean, even if you go overseas to the Orient, Hong Kong, Japan, and you have the, you know, the dishes there, they have, it's more vegetables than meat. There's a very little, because meat's expensive, so they would eat more vegetables than meat. But then the dishes over here, they Americanized them to include a lot more meat, so the Americans would eat them. Oh, by the way, Dr. Bernard Jensen, naturopath, he said herbs are alkaline. So if you're worried about herbs causing you to be acidic, you can just forget that. All right. You know, we should just have a food revival from time to time, you know, reassess our lifestyle and see what's going on. So we need a food revival, though, all over America. We've got ourselves eating fast foods, convenience foods, foods with GMOs. We need a total food revival if we want to be a healthy nation. You know, you want everything fresh, and you want everything simple. You know, read your ingredient labels. I have this little rule at my house. If there's more than 6 or 8 ingredients listed, put it back on the shelf. It's not a food anymore. You know, it's you know, keep it basic. Basic is better. I should make a bumper sticker out of that or something. That sounds good. Basic is better. Now let's get back on track. So if you are sick, if you're trying to balance your pH, Juices are very helpful if you want to accomplish this. But the thing is you don't want to do all citrus. You want to mix citrus and vegetable because you can get your pH off if you do just strictly citrus. So you can do your juices in between meals if you want. Some examples would be, especially if you have arthritic conditions, it's good to include celery and parsley in with your juices. If you have blood pressure problems, parsley, cayenne, and garlic are very helpful. Throw that in there. If you got colitis, gas issues, coconut milk and carrot juice. My favorite is a little bit of fennel seed. Great for colic and stuff. Eczema conditions, carrot, celery, and lemon. Very good. And, of course, you know, eczema tends to be a food allergy to dairy. Yep, typically is. Also, if you got some general cleansing that you want to do with your juicing, you can use celery, parsley, spinach, and carrot. And if you're a little overweight and you want to drop some pounds, make sure you put some beet greens along with your parsley and celery so that you can help yourself out that way. A lot of minerals help with weight loss, and people forget that. So if you're looking for your system cleanses and some herbs for energy and stamina, you definitely can find all that you need at thepowerherbs.com. If you're into your juicing and things, you can use the body food mix. Throw that in your juice or smoothie. Try not to use cow milk products. And be real picky about your protein shake products as well. We did a show on protein shakes. It's not all about whey, I think is the title, and you can look it up on the archive area because there's a whole science to selecting the right whey protein, so you can check it out there. All right, so go to thepowerherbs.com. You can click on energy boosters or organ cleanses and help your balance your pH. There you go. All right, we got time. We got lots of time, so we're going to be talking about some benefits that you can pick up, some health benefits you can pick up when you do your cleansing. A lot of people say, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to use. And I think we just try to overthink things. And it's not rocket science. Actually, it's pretty basic, pretty simple, pretty inexpensive. And you get miles and miles of health benefits out of it. Because I've spent most of my professional career as an herbalist educating people on the tremendous benefit when you use herbs to cleanse your organs. It's a process that modern medicine proclaims is pretty useless, but for thousands of years it's been used. It's got a lot of historical history behind it. So the mere idea that, you know, you simple old thing, you could remove toxins and improve your health as an individual and empower yourself to remove all those things that are stressing your body that's causing weakness, maybe even organ failure and disease. Oh, they don't want to hear that. I mean, that's impossible. Well, because, you know, it takes the power out of their hands and puts it in your hands. So we're going to take a look at how empowering your organ cleansing process can be. Well, let's look at some symptoms first of toxicity. Some people may not know they're toxic, and they kind of some things are very subtle, and some things, you know, they just ignore. Impurities that kind of accumulate in the body can cause conditions, and in many instances, the organ in which the toxicity is becoming acute will tend to be your elimination channel organs, like your bowel. So when there is a buildup of toxins in the tissues of the bowel, there creates a weakness, and then it gets exacerbated, especially when you're under stress. So some initial symptoms of toxicity that would indicate you need to cleanse this organ would be if you're getting headaches, brain fog, or you're having trouble concentrating. If you have a sluggish bowel, of course, and digestive problems. How about age spots or itchy skin, as well as a dark urine or nausea, pale colored stool, big sign, back pain or what you think would be sciatica, as well as joint pain and muscle aches or reproductive problems, you know, can't get pregnant. Low energy and fatigue, nasal drip and allergies and bad breath, as well as we mentioned skin problems, but mood swings, even depression and anxiety, as well as a thyroid malfunction and hormonal imbalances, as well as low immunity and inability to lose weight. So these could all be indicators, and a light should go on, something's out of balance. Well, toxins can accumulate. The buildup of toxins is a real threat to everyone, old and young. So toxins plus stress cause metabolic disorders, and health conditions can become acute. So modern medicine will mask all these symptoms with drugs to treat the symptoms, creating another layer of toxicity and burdening an already burdened system. And here's something you need to be aware of. Legally, in the halls of medicine, a doctor cannot prescribe a drug that requires a doctor's prescription unless it's a disease. So think about that the next time you go into your doctor's office and say, you know, you put me on this drug for problem X, and now I've got these side effects from the drug. And so the doctor says, oh, no problem, whips out his prescription pad, I'm going to write you a prescription for your side effect symptoms. Well, that would mean that your side effects are really diseases, because he couldn't technically write you a prescription for something that wasn't a disease. So drugs can give you diseases. All right, so what you want to worry about is you don't want to overburden the system. You actually want to lighten its burden, and so you don't want to make it harder on your system. So failure to function is really a collapse of the system under the strain, because the body's no longer able to sustain a balance, or this what they call homeostasis in medical terms. So science actually approximates that the human body has more than 250 billion cells with 35,000 chemical exchanges per second. Taking just one prescription drug causes 100 chemical changes in your metabolism. So if you take a second drug, probably to cover the side effects of the first drug, that's going to create 100 times 100 chemical changes in your metabolism. And medicine, your doctor, your pharmacist, they don't know what those changes are going to be. So these changes aren't going to help the body repair and heal and detoxify, but actually will disrupt function and cause further weakness and disease. So modern medicine has no idea overall how their drugs will definitely affect any patient at any time. It's a big question mark. So what they do admit to is that the use of these chemicals force the body to function when it is under duress. So that's never a good thing. All right, so let's look at the phases of toxicity, because that's kind of an interesting thing to keep in mind. According to German physician Hahn Heinrich Rockewig, M.D., he actually named the phases of the body that it goes through when it's under toxicity. So in 1970, Dr. Rockewig embraced the tenets of homeopathic medicine and broke tradition from scientific medicine. So he said that created this field in medicine called homeotoxicology. So he was looking at the toxin action in the system and how it progresses from phase to phase. Some consider him kind of an early complementary type of a physician, which he probably was. So he says he named, six phases of toxicity. There's the excretion phase, the reaction phase, the deposition phase, the impenetration phase, degeneration phase, and the neoplasm cell death phase. So in other words, if the body can't excrete the toxins in the first phase, the body reacts to the toxicity, and then the toxins get deposited deep within the tissue, and they implant. That's an implantation phase, and then tissues start to degenerate, and then you get cell death and cancer, he says. So those are pretty much the phases that he mentions there. And understanding the cell's ability and the immune system's ability to actually quarantine toxicity is real important. This is where you get a cancer tumor from. That's your immune system trying to contain the spread of cancer. So if your immune system's weak, or if the toxin is really strong, the body has the ability to actually limit the spread and protect the cells by putting the toxins in a type of holding pen to keep them from spreading, like we mentioned, tumor, but also a cyst, a polyp, a fibroid, fatty tumors as well, or even fat cells can be holding places for toxins to keep them from spreading and not let them free flow through your system. You know, there's a way for your body to eliminate these toxins, and that's through your elimination channels, which is the bowel and urinary. Those are the last stops. So when you do your cleansing, you want to open those channels first so you don't reabsorb toxins when you start cleansing your organs like your liver and your kidneys and your gallbladder and so forth. So it's real important to work with the system and understand how it cleanses so that you can have that free flow when you start to purge your toxins, okay? It's real important to do that, smart to do that, because if you start reabsorbing toxins, you're going to feel worse than when you started. The other thing that was real important is that cutting out diseased tumors really isn't resolving the tumor, that what it was created for in the first place. The disease will replicate if toxins are allowed to continue to penetrate healthy cells and damage them and cause them to malfunction or mutate. So this often overwhelms an immune system. So modern medicine, what it does is it doesn't support the immunity. Actually, it gives you immune suppressive drugs. It gives you radiation and chemo. So those chemical toxins may kill the original cancer you came to them for, but you will develop a secondary type of cancer, which will be more difficult to get rid of. Of course, scientific medicine's already proved that. Some studies recently said that. So your liver is another very important organ. You got to keep it protected and cleansed from time to time. If you got fatigue and weakness, nausea and loss of appetite, impaired judgment and confusion, like if your stools start to look white, your liver most likely is under duress. So you want to be careful, and the liver is the organ that has to protect you from the toxicity from your prescription drugs, and if you're overwhelming it, it's not going to be able to protect you. So it has to produce P450 enzymes to neutralize all those prescription drugs, and it can get exhausted if you're on a long list of drugs. All right, so what did we learn? Let's recap real quick. When you do your organ cleansing, you want to do it smart, and you want to open the elimination channels from the last phase first, which would be bowel and urinary. From there, you can do deeper cleanses for the kidneys. You can do a liver and gallbladder cleanse, and your blood system is always last. Okay, so this prevents you from reabsorbing toxins you're trying to get rid of. People just do odd things. In my mind, it's just odd. They'll cleanse while they take a bunch of prescription drugs. And I'm like, you're recongesting the system with the prescription drugs. I would work to get off the prescription drugs and then cleanse. That's just me, because you're just recongesting with toxins, and it's just not a smart move. I never like mixing prescription drugs with herbs anyway, so do your homework, and if you need help weaning off of drugs, there's a way to do that, and you can give us a call at Apothecary Herbs. We'll provide information that you can consult and look over and make a decision for yourself. But staying on these lifelong drugs, scary business. Scary, scary business. Now, if you're at thepowerherbs.com, do sign up for the newsletters. They are completely free. You go to thepowerherbs.com, and you have to have an email to get them. Also, you can get a free product catalog. And if you don't have internet, you can give us a call and request a catalog at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Don't be shy. Give us a call, and we'll send you a free product catalog to look over. People like the catalog. You can download it for free, too, off the website if you want to do that. I can see by the clock I'm run out of time, but I'll be back next time. Next time I'll be back. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.